This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Of course, our YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there. What a day. What a day this is going to be. It is parade day. The Eagles, I can't wait to start our show at 10 and take you right up to the speeches at around, 1, 2 o'clock, whenever those guys arrive at the Art Museum for a special day in Philadelphia sports history, a special day in Eagles history, as we get to celebrate a team that turned into champions in front of our eyes, it turned into the greatest Eagles team, most dominant Eagles team of all time, right in front of our eyes. What a team, what a year. And there's so many people that today is really about them, and they get to celebrate. You know, football, I mean, all sports. I mean, we'll be at spring training in like 3-4 weeks. Can't wait to get down there to Clearwater. Baseball, they're there already. You know, obviously it's been a tough Sixers season, and the Flyers have been in a tough spot for a while. But whatever the sport is, these seasons and these careers, for some of them, are grinds. They are every single day, and it's a lot, depending on if it's a player, it's a lot in their body and their mind, and if it's an executive or a coach, it's a lot on their mind, and, you know, it's really their life. And on days like today, you feel really good for certain people. Like, I feel good for all of them. I mean, anytime you can watch a team become champions and do it together, you feel really good for those guys. But I wanted to highlight today the five people I feel best for, I'm happiest for on parade day. That I feel I feel joy for those guys because of their journey, what they went through, and probably for some of them, thought this day would never come. And four of them on my list, this is the first time they're getting a chance to do this. So the five Eagles I feel happiest for as parade day arrives. Number one, it's the quarterback. It's the MVP of Super Bowl 59. It's Jalen Hurts, a guy that, you know, I think if you listen to a snapshot here or there, you may think I'm not a Jalen guy. I am. I've been a Jalen guy since day number one when they drafted him. I thought that the spin the Eagles put out there about a cheap backup, and that's why that they were drafting him in the second round, was total nonsense. I thought it was fairly obvious to anyone who was really trying to think clearly about it that he was drafted as a hedge on Carson Wentz, and they believed he had a chance to be an above-average starting quarterback. That's why you use a second-round pick on a quarterback. And then he got in there. Well, first of all, 2020, I was banging the drum. I remember a pregame show when I was the Eagles at the 49ers. I think it was week 4, if my memory serves right, of the 2020 season. And I was with Glenn Mack now and Ross Tucker doing the pregame before a Sunday night game in San Francisco against the Niners. I remember banging the table that night that if Carson Wentz didn't start playing better, that he shouldn't just have a hold on the job. And, you know, my co-hosts that night pushed back and said, it's crazy. This is a second-round pick quarterback who's been in the league 3 months. It's a COVID year. The other quarterback had been a starter for years, had helped the team, you know, reach a Super Bowl and a number one seed in 2017. And I didn't care because he was playing below standard of a starting quarterback in the NFL. And I thought Hurts had the ability to be better. And as that season played out, he eventually got in there. I liked what I saw. I thought it was a no-brainer then. He's the quarterback the next season. And he was. And he got into the playoffs. And then there were all sorts of weird, you know, rumors about who's going to be the quarterback the next year. And I thought it was so obvious then that he should be the quarterback. And you build around what he did. You don't go get Matthew Stafford or Aaron Rodgers or anything like that. You run it, or Deshaun Watson. I wanted Jalen Hurts as the quarterback, and I thought he could be an MVP candidate in 22, and he was. And then I thought he went backwards in 23, and I thought in 24 he was up and down. Overall, good, but up and down. And I expected more, I wanted more, and I thought they needed more to win the Super Bowl. That's always been my perspective on Jalen Hurts. As far as his ability, he got it. I think the arm stuff is overrated. He could play. I mean, Jalen Hurts is a winner and a player and a good quarterback. But I've always been a fan, and I'm happy for him because a lot of people thought he didn't have the ability to do what he did. That he does, and he's a champion now. Love the story. Easy kid to root for. The whole thing, benched at Alabama, sticking around, gutting it out, going to Oklahoma, becoming a Heisman candidate. He's been so close to being the champion so many times, and now he is. Love it. Happy for Jalen Hurts. It was so cool to watch him smile the last few days with a championship in hand now. So he's the first guy I'm happy for. Number two, I'm happy for Saquon Barkley. What a story. What a change for a career in a very short period of time. You know, Saquon Barkley, I remember when the Giants picked him at number two, I thought it was a bad pick. Not because Saquon Barkley wasn't obviously a tremendous football player, but you looked at that Giants team, it's like, they stink. What are they doing? Are they running back at number two? They have all these other needs. They're going to waste this guy. And they did. They wasted him to the nth degree, to the point where I started to underestimate how good he still was, because it just looked like it was so far down from where he was as a rookie and the knee injury. And it was like, he's good, but they wasted him. He's probably in decline now. What are you going to do? You know, it's like one of those like tough stories, tough football stories. And then he gets here to the Eagles, and he was rejuvenated. And then the stories have come out the last couple of days of how he rejuvenated the team, not just the team rejuvenating him. How he saved them, how his leadership and his selflessness really was what the doctor ordered for a team that had a little bit too much of that in 2024 or 23. And he saved them. I'm happy for him. He's still a great football player. He had an all-time running back season. And I always think it's cool when good people, and I remember we got a call on the midday show right around the time they signed him from, I believe, someone in the Whitehall area. You know, I know that area well. I went to college up there, DeSales University, and good people up there, as ever area around here. But I have a connection to that area and the people there. And caller called in and talked about how Saquon was just a down-to-earth person and a good guy. And I think it was a story about track and maybe letting someone win or putting his arm around someone. Like, it was a... It fit who he is and who we've seen him to be here. And now his career has resurfaced to being what it was supposed to be when he was the number two overall pick out of Penn State, a potential all-timer. Because that was the scouting report. That was the thought. And it's funny, you know, now in retrospect, Dave Gettleman was the Giants GM when he made that pick. And Dave Gettleman was a bad GM of the Giants. He was with the Panthers before that, better with the Panthers. But he was bad with the Giants. It's part of the reason they haven't dug out of the nonsense they've been in for a decade. But his reasoning, although it was faulty logic, all things considered, was, I'm taking him because he's a gold jacket player. I remember that quote, gold jacket player. That means you go to the Hall of Fame. And it's one of those things where, you know, in retrospect, he was right. He evaluated the player right. He just got everything else wrong. And the Eagles evaluated the player right. Hey, this is still a gold jacket kind of player. Let's put him here. And now he's not a loser anymore. He's not a what if anymore. He's a Super Bowl champion now. He's the second person I am most happy for on parade day. The third one.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
It's Nick Sirianni. And of all these people, this is the guy that I've been the hardest on by far. I was very hard on Sirianni. I called for his firing. I thought he was not buttoned up enough to hoist the Lombardi. I thought he had to be different. I thought the Eagles needed more. I thought the Eagles would suffer because he wasn't a play caller. I thought all those things. But I watch a coach down that evolved, and it reminds me a lot of Brian Billick in 2000 with the Ravens. Evolved to understand what his team needed and to execute that and to see the big picture of the football team. And he did it to a really, really, really great degree. And he earned this. He's a good football coach. He does it in a different way, more of the rah-rah kind of way than buttoned up kind of way. And that's okay. There's not one formula to win Super Bowls, but he's a football lifer, coaching family, loves the game, pours his heart into it. I can appreciate all those things about Nick Sirianni. And he also went through it. Forget what I say. Who cares about what I say? He went through it at a personal level. He had to last year when they took 9 days to decide if they were bringing him back and then effectively stripped his power. Effectively took his power away and made him a CEO. And I think when you were tasked with a major change, let's say at work, your company wants to change your role, and it's maybe not what you envisioned to begin with. You have one or two choices. You could sulk. You could be annoyed. You could feel slighted. Or you could sit there and say, I'm going to own this. I'm going to be great at what they're now asking me to do. And I thought Nick Sirianni did that. And that took a lot of, it showed a lot of who he was and what really mattered to him, which is football and winning football games. Great job by Nick Sirianni. And I'm happy for him today that he gets to have this. I think he could have a good parade speech too. Happy for Nick Sirianni on this parade day. The fourth person I'm most happy for is Howie Roseman. Because anytime I see people told they can't do something, they're not good enough to do something, they're not qualified to do something, and then they do it, and they do it to a special level, I feel good for them. And Howie Roseman, for years, not a football guy. Well, you know, he builds pretty amazing football teams for not being a football guy. And I think part of the reason I feel a connection to Howie is that my background is a little bit, you know, I don't know if the word is similar, but I feel like a kinship to Howie Roseman, because I wanted originally when I was getting through high school and getting to college to be Howie Roseman or to do something like Howie Roseman. I wanted that because I wanted to be an executive, a front office person, pick players, and my path went a different way. But as I was trying to work my way into that field before I got to talking about it and analyzing it and reacting to it and breaking it down and all that kind of stuff and having takes on it, one of the line of demarcations was around that time, and Howie's a little bit older than me, but, you know, that late, I'd say mid-90s to early 2000s, Moneyball, Billy Beane, front office becoming kind of a glamour position, or we started to know about their names, right? It was that line of, well, did you play? Right? Because, you know, when I was a kid and Howie was a kid, the executives were ex-players. And then it started to shift a little bit where they wanted a little bit more of a global perspective, not just an ex-player, but maybe someone who didn't play, loved the game, sees the game well, but obviously doesn't have that full expertise on playing. And you throw into that then the smarts of whether it be salary cap or contracts and all that, and a new wave. And now it's normal. I mean, now the Howies are the norm in front offices. The Dave Stewarts. I always thought I'd think of Dave Stewart, the Gene Stick-Michaels, the old baseball executives. They're the outlier. Right now, it's the Daryl Morey's, who's not very good at this, but we're not doing a good job right now. There's the Howie Roseman. There's the Theo Epstein's. That's what it became. But this was a tough town for him to get accepted in because he's a salary cap guy. He's not a football guy. You know, he didn't look the part, but he knows the sport. He has gotten better at the things that he wasn't great at. He knows how to put smart people around him to help him in his areas he's weak. And he has built great football teams. Look, there's no other way to say this. He is a future Hall of Famer. He went from not a football guy to he'll be enshrined with the ultimate football guys one day. Two titles for Howie Roseman. I'm very happy for him. And the last guy, number five, that I'm happy for today on this parade day is as I get set to head over to the Parkway and be part of this thing, 10 to 2 on WIP today, leading into all the speeches. I'm very happy for Vic Fangio. You know, when you see someone, and sports always has these stories every year where it's like he's never done it. He's been in this, he's a lifer 20 years, 30 years, the buildup. Vic Fangio's been a great coordinator. Great coordinator, and he's had a lot of great defenses, and he just never got over the hump. You know, that Dome Patrol, they didn't have enough success in the postseason with the Saints, and, you know, the Colts in 99 were too young, and then he jumped to an expansion team, and then he's, you know, eventually gets his way to that 49ers team with Jim Harbaugh, and they get close to get to a title game and lose in overtime to the Giants, and then, you know, they get back, they get to all the way to the title game again and win it. And then they get to the Super Bowl and they lose to Joe Flacco, who's on an absolute heater. And then he has that 13-3 Bears defense, which was amazing, but they lose in the double doink to the Eagles, right? Like, you know, it's Cody Parkey, double doink, the ex-Eagle kicker. He's part of all these. And he built these great defenses and those teams just couldn't get over the hump. But he got over the hump. And his defense was spectacular, not just good, spectacular in the biggest moments of the game. I'm happy for him. I'm happy for Jalen. I'm happy for Saquon. Happy for Nick. Happy for Howie. Happy for Vic Fangio. It's going to be a fun day. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. We'll have wall-to-wall parade coverage all day long on WIP, correspondents in the field, a lot going on. It's going to be a special fun day, an Eagles day on WIP. Thank you so much for listening. We'll talk soon on WIP Daily.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.